We are learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah, Misha Holach Namedinas Hayom, someone goes away on a trip, and they have to give his wife Mezoinus, his wife needs Mezoinus. So it's Machlekes Chanon and B'nei Kahanim HaGedolim, if you have to make a Shvua when you ask for the Mezoinus, or you just make a Shvua when you collect the Ksuba ultimately at the end. So Chanon holds you do not have to make a Shvua, and B'nei Kahanim HaGedolim all do have to make a Shvua. So Zok Agamar over here, Itma, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Itma. Rav Amma Poiski Mezoinus Le'eshus Ish. The loch is that Eishus Ish, where the husband goes away on a trip, Bezdin goes down to the Nechasim and gives her Mezoinus. V'Shmuel Amma Ein Poiski Mezoinus Le'eshus Ish, that as long as she is married and her husband, even her husband went away, she does not get Mezoinus. And we'll see why in a second. So Rav holds, you do get Mezoinus, Shmuel, you don't get Mezoinus. Amma Shmuel qualifies Machlekes. Amma Shmuel, Moidli Abba, which is Rav, Rav is made to me, the first 3 months of his trip, that's Pashut, she cannot ask for Mezoinus. There's a chazaka that a person who leaves on a trip does not leave his house empty. And he definitely left some money, some food in the house, enough provisions for 3 months. And the Rishonim and the Acharonim really speak out, and Shulchan Aruch brought down, that this is only if they are b'shalom, if they're not in a fight. If they're in a fight and he leaves, then even the first 3 months is possible that he did not leave any provisions. That's number one. And number two is, if he left, only planned on leaving for a few days, and it landed up being an extended trip, there also you could assume maybe that he didn't leave the house full enough for 3 months. But in a regular case, where someone goes away, the loch is that kuli alma, the first 3 months, you cannot demand mezainis, because a chazaka, a person does not leave his house, reikam. Another case that's a kuliyam, v'shomam v'yishemes. If you hear that he died, he went over to Mr. Yom and hear that he died, kuliyam l'chligi, that you get mezoinus. Even Shmuel will agree that you get mezoinus. That if she asks mezoinus, you give her mezoinus. And we'll see in a second what the reason of Shmuel is and why here he doesn't argue. Here we are, here's a kuliyam. Now, what does it mean v'shomam v'yishemes? Titus learns it means two edim came, said that he died. Keep ligi, but shloishom b'shmeis. Where they argue in a case where you didn't hear that he died. Rav ama paiskim. Rav says you give her mezainus to hamashubid law. He's mechuyev to give mezainus to supply mezainus to his wife. Shmuel main paiskim. You don't give my timer. What's problem, Shmuel? Why should my ma'isa? He's mechuyev mezainus. She's coming. She says my husband's not home. I want mezainus. So what's his aim paiskim? So mechleikus. Rav zira matzrari atvasa. We are worried that maybe. That if he left, he probably didn't leave her alone with nothing. They're talking about here, we have good shalom bias. So he probably gave her money for mezainus. Therefore now, she's just trying to double dip and get more mezainus. That's not right. And therefore, we don't give her mezainus. That we're worried that maybe they made up a deal. And she was asking that while he's away, she will keep the mice, her wages, and use it for mezainus. So therefore, we don't give her mezainus according to Shmuel. So why is Shmuel maida by Shoshama by Shemais, when does Adam say that he died, why is Shmuel Maida that they do give her Mezainus? So Rashi explains the Maskal by Shoshama in Tapad Amid that either reason you're not worried about. Because Al Tsrari, you're not worried about now, because here, she's going to have to, since he's dead, she's going to be collecting a Ksuba. When she collects a Ksuba, she has to make a Shvua. So since she's going to have to make a Shvua ultimately anyway, so we're not worried about Tsrari because she'll have to take a Shvua anyway when she gets to collect a Ksuba. She double dipped, she's not going to be able to collect a Ksuba. Ah, you worried, that maybe they made up a deal that her wages will be for Mezainus. That also not worried about, because once he dies, so now she doesn't give wages to her husband anymore. Now it's a new chiv here, the Yarshim, the husband's Yarshim have a chiv to give her Mezainus. And the truth is, they could also make a deal with her of Tzi Maisi Yadayach B'Mezainusayach, but they didn't do that. So right now, that deal is off. So we're not worried about that deal. So when he dies, we're not worried about anything, and therefore, l'kuli alma you get mezainus. So when's the machlekes? When he's on a trip, after 3 months, and he didn't hear he died, so there, according to Rav, you collect mezainus. According to Shmuel, you don't collect mezainus because you're worried about either Fira Zvid, Tzrari Atmasa, or Fira Papa, maybe they made up a deal, Tzimai Seyedayach Mezainus Ayach. My benayu. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Ika benayu gedoylo v'loy sofka. The case is with a wife is a gedoylo, where there is a chashash sorry atosah, but she's not a big baal malacha. She's not a very good worker. She really doesn't have enough money for her mezainis, or it's in a time of inflation where she's not making enough money. So that would be nafkamina. If the whole reason is out sorry atosah yechayshish. But if you see my sedayach mezayach there, in that case, not chayshish. Inami ktana v'safka. Not enough meal be is that she's a ktana and she has enough money for mezainis from her wages. So there, if you learn the reason is that tsvari atvasa, there's no chash by ktana tsvari atvasa, because a person does not give a ktana money for the whole mezainis, for the whole year mezainis. That's not what people do because they don't trust her. But she has enough wages for mezainis, so therefore that it will be a chash. So that would be two nafkiminis between the two reasons. Like upon him, that's what comes out like Rav Shmuel. So now the Gemara is going to ask seven different kashas on Shmuel. Tonight, we have in our Mishnah, Misha halach l'medina siyam, v'ishtoi tevas mezoinis. Our Mishnah said, someone on a trip, and the wife is demanding mezoinis. What's the machlaikis? Chanan amat teshava v'soif l'teshava v'tchila. You make a shvua when you collect the ksuba, but not when you collect mezoinis. Nechlo ku alav v'nei kahanam g'daylim, v'amu teshava v'tchila v'soif. They make a shvua even by the beginning when you collect mezoinis. So what's the machlekes? Ad kan le pligel in yeshua. The whole machlekes is if you have to take a shvua or not. Av mezoini yavin lo. But you give mezoinis. So what's going on? If you're Shmuel, you don't get mezoinis when the husband goes away on a business trip. Here it says, halach medina siyam. The halach is, you get mezoinis. Shavu make a shvua, not a shvua. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, tirgum ha-shmuel v'shomesh v'shmeis. Shmuel, was that on our Mishnah? The case was, he went to medina siyam, and two edim came and said he's dead. Therefore, in that case, even Shmuel agrees, you get mezoinis. So that's the first kasha in the entire tzitz, Shom v'shmeis. Another kasha, Toshma, of a brisa that's similar to our Mishnah. Misha halach v'dinei siyam. Someone went away on a trip, v'ishtoi tava'as mezoinis, and his wife is asking for mezoinis, when they can't give them emrim to shava, you make a shvua to collect mezoinis. Chanan amaleis shava. You don't make a shvua. V'im ba v'omar, pesakli lo mezoinis. If when he comes back, he says, by the way, I gave her mezoinis. I already prepared for a mezoinis. Now she collected again. The loch is neman. He is neman to get it back. He's neman to get back his mezoinis. Rashi says neman. Rashi says ubeshvua. He has to make a shvua umechazeres mashnos lo bezin, and she has to return what bezin gave her. Ad kana brisa. What do you see from this brisa? You collect mezoinis. You collect mezoinis. Hakanam misham mishmeis. So Shmuel answers no. It's not shver. Here's the one you heard that he died. Break the Gemara, v'hambava amak kama. He says he came back. And he came and he said, pesak lo mezoinis. So if he's dead, how did he come back? So the Gemara, bolach ha-shmua. The Shmua was he died, and he came back. L'chari, Tais learns it's Edim. There's two Edim who came. And vice Tais, it's possible two Edim made a mistake. And so it's a little daichik, Tais' trap. But Tais says, we're talking about Edim here. And still, it turned out that he came, baharag baraglov, the dead person came walking in. Akapon, that's a Shmua, that's designed this price. So, that we're talking about Shom v'Shmeis. Again, Shmuel holds you don't get mezoinis because the chash, sorry, atvaso, the other reason I'll see my sedach mezayach. So we had two kashas already. Both of them we answered. We're talking about Shom v'Shmeis. Where there is no chash.
Right.
Right. It says Nemun with a shua. Nemun with a shua. Even though she really got the mezoinis, still Nemun. The Nemun can be Nemun with a shua. Yeah, Tosfos actually argues on Rashi. I entice this, but not because of that reason. Toshma, Misha Holach, not a bride, Misha Holach Medina Siyam, Ve'ishtoi Tava As Mezoinis. Someone Medina Siyam, and his wife's asking Mezoinis. In Bava Omar, Tzi Mai Sedayach Mezoinisayach, if he comes back and says that, use your wages for the Mezoinis, Rishoi, it's fine. Kodwu Bezin Apostle. If Bezdin already was placing the Mezoinis, Masha Pasku. That already works. What's this Bryce saying? He's saying, someone in the Siyam, she asked for Mezoinis, and then he had a chance to, Paskin that she gets Mezoinis, and then the husband comes and says, what do you mean? I told her, we made up. Tzimai Sedach Mezoinisayach. The law is, it's Mutter, you could do that. But if Bezdin already gave a Pasku, Masha Pasku, you don't take that back. So here, again, the cash is, you see, you get Mezoinis. Hakanam, Mesham, Meshmeis. Case was he heard he died. Now, what does it mean over here that Tzimai Sedayach Mezayasayach? What was the case over here? Zok Toys is the Masrava'im. The case was here that she came to Bezdin And she already had borrowed and ate. She needed food. She borrowed money and she ate the food. Now she came to Rebbe and says, you know, I need money. My husband left without any money. So he come back and say and tell her, you should have used your wages from Zionists. It's not enough. You should have pushed yourself and ate a little bit less, and therefore would have been enough. And Zokta Chazanish, that's a valid taina. Why is that a valid taina? The halacha is you have to support your wife fully. You can't tell her, oh, you know, eat a little bit less. But the answer is, the derech is, if someone's husband's away, and they don't have a husband around, they'd rather eat a little bit less mezainis than go collecting it and be borrowing money and collecting it from Bezdin. So therefore, that's the normal amount of mezainis to give. And therefore, he's allowed to say that, would see my tzedayach mezainis in such a case. So the first three riots we answer by Shom v'Shemesh. Let's say the fourth riot. Toshima. Misha holach l'medina sayam. Someone on medina sayam ve'ishto tevas mezainis. As ishto is demanding mezainis. Bezdin yod m'lechosav. Bezdin goes down to the chosav. Ve'zonin m'fayis m'ishto. And they support the wife. Avaloi bonav b'naisav. Not the children. You don't support the children from the estate. Avaloi davacher. You don't take care of davacher. So we'll see what davacher means soon. If someone remembers Ksubis before, daf memches, then he knows what it means. If not, we have to wait a few lines. So at the kupana, what I'm saying is brisa, that someone who demands mezainis while his husband or while her husband is away, they give her support, but not the children, and not davacher. So what's the kasha? You see over here that you get support. You're going to ask me, you're going to answer me, same tarots, Shom boy Shemes, that you know what the case was? Here, that you heard he died. The problem with that is, if he heard he died, then why isn't the children getting mezainis? Children are actually Yarshin, and the B'nai get money from the state. So if Shom boy Shemes, why aren't the children getting? So obviously, we can't answer Shom boy Shemes, because if not, the children will get also. So what's the case over here? Now you're up the creek. You see, the husband didn't say, what do we say? We support the wife. We support the wife. Why? Chayr Shmuel, you don't support the wife when you're away. Chayr Shem is Shari Atasa. Rav Sheshes, the case here was, B'mashres Ishtar Deshlish. The case was here that he appointed an agent before he left to support her, and that agent was supporting her, and now the agent stopped supporting her. So we know it's no Shari Atasa, because why would he support appoint the agent to support her if he gave her Shari? Or if he said, see my Sayyidah Mazasayach, why did he appoint the agent? So obviously he didn't make that up. So the agent thing. Now the agent stops supporting her. So she comes to bed and says, I need mezainis. There you give her mezainis. Because there we know he didn't give her anything. So very thing about Akasha, if we're talking about Shlish, Yochi Banav Ubnaisav Nami, you should support also the children. Because if he did appoint the agent to support, he probably appointed the agent to support the children also, because once you see he's nachas that they should use his nechasim, so probably for the children also. So he only appointed a agent to support his wife, not his children. Why would he do such a thing? Tosfos is bothered that what's the problem? The isha yichayev mezainis. The children are not chayev mezainis. That's what the bothers Tosfos as a kasha. Vakaponim, Rashi's mashma that if the kasha the stum is, if he's such a generous, he's a generous guy, he wants to support his wife, probably wants to support his kids also. Like, what's epis would you say such a case like that? So back shver, what's the case of mezainis here? We try to answer the shlish, then we had a problem with the bottom of mezainis. Elor apapa kasham by shmeis veid echad. The case was here that a whole new case, not shlish. Case was that an echad said that he died. So now, really, according to Shmuel, you don't get mezainis. But here, you heard he died. If you heard he died, then you do get mezainis. Because no chashash, like we said before, when you hear he dies, no chashash, sorry, after so, with other chashash. But why not the children? We'll see in a second. The boys in Tzuvi Berecha, Matzi Mitzvah, she can get married if she wants, because Loch is that Isha allowed to get married up here at as Daika Mitzvah, like Lurtum Yavamas. The boys in Tzuvi Berecha, Matzi Mitzvah, Mezain Nami Avinla, therefore, you give her mezainis, because you assume that the Klape, her dinim, her husband is dead. But the children, if they want to get the Yerusha, they cannot get the Yerusha. You don't give her a mezainis either. You don't give her either a mezainis. So the answer to the question was, we had a Brice here says that she gets the mezainis. The question was, what's the case? He said it can't be Shom v'Shemes, because then the Bala v'Naisav should get also. Terence says it was Shom v'Shemes al p'ed echad. So there's she who could get married now, so she could get mezainis. Mashenkin, the Banav Naisav who doesn't get the Yerusha until two of them come, they do not get the mezainis. Now, just agav this brisa, we want to go, what's my davacher? He says, she can't get davacher, my davacher. Tupshatim. Rav Chisda means that she cannot collect her like perfumes from the money. She only when her husband just asked the husband, she can't take that from the nechasim. We're not placing tzedaka from his nechasim. So madam atachshit that you can't take perfumes and things for the isha culture in tzedaka. Of course, you don't take tzedaka even when the city makes a gzera that everyone has to give tzedaka. You don't take tzedaka from his. You don't know if he wants to give. And man, the yom tzedaka, but tachshu yavin lo. But the man who said tzedaka, maybe tachshu, you would give her. Why? Lo nicha le to tenevel. He doesn't want his wife, when even when he's away, he doesn't want his wife to get disgusting, and therefore it's a gain for him that his wife is dressed up, and therefore probably he allows them to take tachshitim from his nechasim.